This is Teron Jackson. I'm 17 years old, and I live in the Hill District.
This is Chaz Daniels. I am 17 years old, and I live in the Hill District.
We interviewed Malcolm Thomas on August 1st, 2012.
Oh, man. Childhood was, it was cool. I'm the oldest. I lived in Spring Hill, so you couldn't be too soft up there, you know. So, but I did, you know, I had a lot of friends. My sister is 6 years younger than me, 7 years almost younger than me. We moved to Staten Heights, so we had a lot of friends, went to schools that I liked. My father is kind of tough. He's like a tough guy. He's like a military guy, so he's kind of tough. My mom is more laid back. The funny thing about my dad was that we were really close when I was little, like young, like probably as close as anybody I'd ever seen. We were together all the time. He would come to my games and he would look over my work with me, and he was a reader. My dad liked to read, so I would read a lot. He's the one that got me reading a dictionary. I started reading a dictionary when I was 6 years old because he would have me spell these words out and I wouldn't know what the word meant, so he would have me look them up. But he's tough, you know, he's the type that you're not gonna get away with a lot. He didn't take a lot of foolishness. He showed up at school on me a couple times, you know what I mean? And I got it right there in the school. He was that type. He was gonna let you know and let you have it if you were off point. My grandfather is like the greatest person I ever seen in my life when I was little. His birthday's the same day as Nelson Mandela. Like, they're born the exact same day, July 18th, 1918. And he's like one of the greatest people ever seen in my life. Not just because he's my grandfather, he's like, everyone looks up to him and everyone likes him and everyone knows him and he treats everybody the same. He's always helping everybody. He's always got a kind word. He's always intelligent and just does everything well. Oh, we're close. He's in a nursing home. He's not as sharp as he used to be because he's older. He's, you know, he's 94 years old. So that's my main man. And so he was a huge one for me. I looked up to Malcolm X a lot. I always looked up to Dr. King. I looked up to those kind of people. I looked up to people I would just see doing things to help other people. You know what, man? When I was young, I used to have a drum set. I got a drum set when I was 5. So there's a picture of me playing the drums. I always like to beat on stuff. But really what inspired me to drum was when I went to college and one of my friends had a drum and I would always play it. I would beat on it. And one day she let me take it home with her. And they were starting this group called the African Drum and Dance Group at Penn State called NOMO. And they didn't have a drummer. And they're like, well, there's nobody to drum. And they're like, well, I know this guy. He likes to beat on everything. He likes to drum. He's always, I would be tapping, making beats, you know, like hip hop beats. Like, yeah. And I would always be drumming, tapping, playing something. And so she called me in to the office and had me like try out. And she's like, you're my drummer. And I became the lead drummer for the performing arts company. And I was in college. And so then I learned really how to drum. She had people come up and teach me how and brought up professionals and master drummers. And so I've been drumming since I was about 21 years old. Black history is important because, you know, I don't think you can really figure out who you are unless you know where you came from. You know, they say a tree without roots will die. It can't grow. And so if you look around and you would look at all the stuff that's going on in our communities, you would think that we're just, something's wrong with us, unless you understand how things got to be like that and what we were doing before things were like that. You know, there's so many things that black people have done that are so great that we don't even know anything about, you know, but there's a lot of lessons you can learn from history. A lot of the problems that you have now have already been solved by other people. Understand that you need guidance. So you have to find somebody who's wiser than you to help you. You know, to become a champion, you need a good coach. Another thing you need is a good team. You need good people around you who are trying to win in life. You become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time around. Just by being around other people, like say he wanted to go and be on the basketball team at his school, if he just started playing with the team, he would immediately improve his game just by playing with them. You need the drive to succeed, and that comes from your health and your energy. You know, I always say, and I've been told by my mentor, it's impossible to stop someone who will not quit. So once you make up your mind that you're going to succeed no matter what, you know, I've been in a lot of situations. I've been where I didn't have a job. I've been where I didn't have a place to live. I've been where I was sleeping in my car. And I just made up my mind years and years ago when all that was going on that no matter what, I'm going to get through this and one day I'm going to tell people about this. And so the determination and the good people around you and the guidance, I think you can get anything. That's my formula. There's a lot of quotes, man. One I like is, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to become great. Oh, that's a good one. It means that no matter what you did before today, today is always the first day of forever. And if you just take one step, you know, in the right direction, you can change the direction of your whole life. So that's my philosophy.